You're listening to a podcast from the Brookings Institution.
Israel has been in this dilemma where it's had to, in effect, choose between protecting its citizens and punishing the citizens of Gaza. And that is, Secretary of State Clinton has said, unsustainable.
This is At Brookings, a weekly in-depth look at the issues behind the news. This week, Israel and Gaza.
Gaza remains unsettled after May's deadly Israeli commando attack on a Turkish flotilla. The ships, loaded with humanitarian supplies for Gazans, were boarded by Israeli soldiers in search of weapons. Amid an international outcry, Israel defends the raid, saying it was a move to keep guns out and ensure safety. Gaza has been under a joint Egyptian-Israeli blockade since the militant group Hamas took over in 2007. Foreign Policy Director Martin Indyk explains the situation and its impact on U.S. Middle East policy.
Israel has, as I think President Obama has said, a legitimate security concern about Gaza being used as a launching pad for attacks on it. Hamas is committed to the destruction of Israel. They certainly oppose peace negotiations with Israel, and so there is that concern. The United States was all in favor of the blockade. We did not want Iran to be able to provide arms to Hamas. Now, we did not support what Israel did in taking over that ship.
Martin, is the U.S.'s ability to negotiate issues in all of the Arab Muslim world hampered by its support of Israel or having Israel as an ally?
There is a sense now that the administration has expressed that it is in the strategic interest of the United States to resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. That did not used to be the case. If we can't make progress on the Israeli-Palestinian front, it tends to affect our credibility when we're trying to get the international community together, and particularly to get the Arabs on side with Israel against Iran.
What's the background on the Gaza issue?
The siege of Gaza was put on once Hamas gained control there. They did so through a military putsch. They had won the elections, and they were in a kind of national unity government with Fatah. But then in Gaza, they were concerned that Fatah was actually going to try to take control there, and so they claimed to have preempted through a military putsch in which they took over control. And that's when Israel, with the support not just of the United States, but of the quartet, the US, the EU, Russia, and the UN, supported this idea of controlling what would flow into Gaza so as to put pressure on Hamas to accept Israel and accept the process of negotiations with Israel, which didn't succeed.
Explain Turkey's reaction to this whole event, if you would.
Turkey's prime minister has been taking advantage of the very complicated situation in Gaza to build his standing in the Arab and Muslim world. With Europe pretty much shut off to Turkey because the Europeans are not prepared to have Turkey become a member of the EU, Erdogan has been pushing to try to build his relations with the Muslim and Arab worlds. And Gaza has proved to be a very useful device for doing that.
Martin, what's your three-pronged proposal for addressing the situation in Gaza?
What we need to try for here is to encourage a mediation by an Arab mediator or perhaps a German mediator to put together a package deal to test whether Hamas is ready to commit to a de facto ceasefire with Israel, where they will prevent any attacks on Israel and they will stop smuggling arms into Gaza, and in return the passages will be open. We need to make demonstrable progress in the negotiations between Israel and the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank, in effect to change the subject, to show that the United States is involved in actually trying to resolve the Palestinian problem. And thirdly, we need to find a way to address the deterioration in the Turkish-Israeli relationship, which is critical to our own strategic interests. If we want Israel to take risks for peace, and we do, if we want Israel to move forward in making peace with the Palestinians and withdrawing from the West Bank so that a viable Palestinian state can be created, then they have to know that when their security is at stake, we will stand by them.
At Brookings is produced by the Brookings Institution. To learn more about the issues discussed on At Brookings, visit our website at brookings.edu.